Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's March 25th, 11:50, and another remarkable event is about to be uncovered by Aria, Rebecca, and Ollie, the Retrospectors.
It might not sound like the world's most exciting gift today, but if you were a 12th century peasant, a free bag of flour wasn't something to be sniffed at. So you can imagine the excitement in the Hampshire parish of Titchbourne today in history in 1150, when villagers assembled outside the local manor house to receive the first ever Titchbourne dole, a tradition still going strong almost a millennium later.
Yeah, so if you are in Titchbourne today, happy Lady Day, enjoy your bag of flour. For those of you who aren't sure what Lady Day is, it commemorates the visit of the Archangel Gabriel to see the Virgin Mary, during which he informed her that she would be the mother of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Daunting news. You can understand why God didn't want to deliver it himself.
Right. And the story with this particular type of celebration on Lady Day is that back in the 12th century, there was a woman called Lady Mabella Titchbourne, and she was suffering from a degenerative disease that had left her very disabled. And her husband, who sounds like a total jerk, by the way, Sir Roger, who was widely known at the time as a jerk and a cheapskate, she told him that
In the 12th century, no one was widely known as a jerk in England. I'm not allowing that.
Well, the time appropriate equivalent then. but anyway, in conversation with Sir Roger, Lady Titchbourne said that she wanted her final gift to be the donation of food to the needy regularly every year on this particular day. And her husband was reluctant, but made this really bizarre agreement as to how much he would be willing to give. He told her that he'd give all the corn from the land which his dying wife could crawl around whilst holding a blazing torch in her hand before it went out. And so she did succeed in crawling around 23 acres of field, which is still called the Crawls to this day.
Yeah, and still wary of her husband's reliability, clearly. Before her death, she added a curse in for good measure that if he or his descendants ever stopped the Titchbourne dole, as it came to be known, the next generation would be seven sons followed by seven daughters, thus ending the Titchbourne family line.
The ultimate punishment for Lady Day. More ladies.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, for a medieval lord, a pretty scary curse. They were all about legacy. And there's almost certainly a grain of truth in this tale. The lord of the manor at the time really was a Roger de Titchbourne, and he married a woman called Mabel de Lamerston. So there's certainly something to it. And the significance of Lady Day was huge in the calendar at the time as well. There were lots of charitable works going on Lady Day, because this was before the Reformation. This was before England became Protestant. And so the Virgin Mary, you know, she was a pretty cool chick to the people of the time. And actually, until the adoption of the Gregorian calendar in the 1700s, Lady Day was also considered the beginning of the year in England. And this is actually why the UK tax year begins on the 5th of April, which is Lady Day adjusted by the 11 days that were lost in the adoption of the Gregorian calendar.
The fact that this tradition has persisted, though, tells us two things about the era from which it came, I think. One is the position of women. It maybe was a particularly appalling example the way Sir Roger treated Lady Mabella, if indeed this ever happened. But it showed that women were routinely being abused within their marriages in Britain, and it felt like on Lady Day there should be some sort of corrective. And so, you know, I think you get the idea of generations of men feeling bad on Lady Day. So they come up with a story about how not to do bad things to women. And then the other thing is the treatment of the poor. You know, a bag of flour now isn't a big deal. Just to be clear, this is the Titchbourne dole, D-O-L-E. Mm. Literally like queuing up for the dole, right? You get your fill of flour. Again, it's sort of nice to do a charitable thing once a year, but it highlights that the rest of the year people weren't receiving that from anyone in the state. So actually it was reliant on individual acts of charity for people to survive.
But I think the other thing that's going on here is a sort of visual representation of class. You know, these poor benighted people of Tichborne show up and they get their measly little thing. You know, it is a reminder that you have a lord who is above you and sort of taking care of you. But the custom has persisted up to and including a moment where it looked like it was all going to come to an end, and particularly via that curse, when in 1796, basically because there was this abuse by what were called vagabonds and vagrants, the dole was...
People who desperately needed flour to survive, presibly, rather than treating it as a bit of quaint fun where everyone plays poor face.
Well, exactly.
You have to imagine how you can abuse a bread handout. But, they found a way.
Well, too many people were showing up. I wonder if they were wearing sort of comedy moustaches and going around several times or something. Anyway, it was decided that it was going to be temporarily suspended by order of the local magistrates. Locals, though, remembered that the final part of the Tichborne legend was that Lady Mabella was going to penalise the entire family for not going through with what they had committed to. And then in 1803, the curse did seem to have been fulfilled when Sir Henry Tichborne produced 7 daughters. And so the tradition was then hastily re-established.
Yeah, I looked into this because I was like, there's no way this happened. I know people had a lot of children then, but yeah, at the time the baronetcy was held by Sir Henry, he had 7 sons and at least 1 daughter. It wasn't quite as biblically stark as it sounded in the original curse, but spookily, the eldest of the sons, Henry Joseph, did not produce any male heirs, just the 7 daughters. But he did have several younger brothers, one of whom did have a male heir. So the family line did live on, but nonetheless, the dole was speedily reinstated. As you can imagine, that's quite a freaky coincidence.
And it is far from the only bizarre annual tradition bequeathed by dying women in their wills. The Biddenden Maids is the other one that caught my attention. The Biddenden Maids happens every Easter Monday in the Kentish village of Biddenden, so this time next week in 2024. Through the window of the old workhouse, tea, cheese and loaves of bread are given to local widows and pensioners, but particularly Biddenden cakes. Each bears the effigy of the Biddenden Maids, who were conjoined twins, born in 1100, who lived conjoined at the hips, possibly the shoulders also, some sources say, although that's very rare, for 34 years. So they were 34 when they died. And they said, when they died, that in their will, 20 acres of land should be left to the church wardens, and the rent from the bread and cheese lands should provide an annual dole to the deserving poor. And so that's still celebrated in cakes bearing their form, and they're on the village sign.
I mean, again, you have to apply a certain amount of scepticism to some of the business involved in this legend. One local historian, Edward Hasted, dismissed the whole thing as a folk myth and suggested that the image on the cake initially represented 2 poor women, but in the 19th century, the legend just gained popularity despite the scepticism of historians. Like, basically, people were like, I don't care what you are saying to me, it's still going to be the conjoined twins thing. But even so, in 1907, the bread and cheese lands ended up being sold, and that actually added an extra bit of income for the annual dole, and this allowed the executors to actually expand the dole provided to widows and pensioners in Biddenden with
throwing
cheese
in
and
a
bread.
Bit of fig chutney.
Yeah, exactly. It got a little
jelly.
Bit more festive.
Yeah.
The Biddenden celebrations were also paused for a year, by the way, because the crowds became unruly. In this case, in 1605, we know this because there was a visit by the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the tradition was not observed then because it was usually accompanied by, quote, much disorder by reason of some unruly ones, which at such a time we cannot restrain with any ease. People going mad for Biddenden cake.
Gah, those vagabonds.
The annual bottle kicking in Hallerton in Leicestershire is another example of a dole. This is kind of mass outdoor game whereby opposing teams attempt to bundle 3 wooden barrels past their opponents, and it has its roots in a dole. And so the legend behind that is that 2 well-to-do ladies walking around in the fields found themselves in the path of a charging bull, and then luckily a hare ran past at the last moment, distracting the charging bull. In gratitude, the ladies gifted a tract of land to the local church on the condition that every year the vicar would provide hare pie, bread and ale
what?
For the poor of the village.
Why
again
would you,
another
why would
reminder
you be saved by a hare and then think the way to like commemorate that is to eat it every year?
But supposedly what happened is that the villagers would fight for the barrel of ale with interlopers from the neighbouring village of Medbourne, who heard, you know, there's some barrels of free ale knocking around, hence the kicking. The only rules of the bottle kicking are that there are no weapons, no gouging, and no strangling. And that is also still going strong.
Locals actually try to say that the whole business of bottle kicking was the inspiration for the game of rugby. They try to argue that the rugby ball mimics the shape of a small beer keg, which is the bottle in question that's used in the event.
Not or everything can be everything, guys.
That's right. You know, it's funny. There are so many of these stories, and frankly, I wish I knew about them more when I lived in the UK, because it would allow you in certain circumstances to be able to knock on certain doors at certain times of year and receive these
dolls.
Oh,
there's
dolls.
A high concept Danny Wallace style book in this, isn't there?
Yeah. Going around the country.
England just living off dolls.
Guys, you're the reason that they had to ban this doll. You are the bread handout abusers. I knew it would never work.
Tomorrow.
The nobility of Brittany would not return without having proved by battle who had the fairest mistresses. It's about who had the best women.
Ditch the ads and get a Sunday episode when you join Club Retrospectors. Patreon.com/retrospectors.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.